Parshas Ki Tetzé, Beis Tfilo, Tovshin Ein Dalet. Ki Tetzé la Melchoma Aloi Vecho, Onasona Yashem Aloi Kecha Biyodecho, Veshavisa Shivyoi. Got to war, they captured captives. Veraisa Bashivyo Eishes Yefas Toya. Meet a beautiful woman, even Eishes Ish. You desire her, you take her for a wife, you bring her into your house, she must shave her head, she must let her nails grow, she must take off her the dresses she was wearing when she was captured. These are nice dresses. They wear dressed nicely to attract the eye. The Yoshva beveisecha, she should sit in your house. Uvachso esavir vesimo yerach yomim, and she should cry for a month. V'achar ken tovo eleho ve'al tovo yisro lechol yisho. Says Rashi, lo yidibra toira ele kenegid yetzahara. What's going on? It's shikta. This woman from Gaza, you see her, L'dibro Torah ele kenegad yetzahara, she'im ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu matira yisra'eno be'isur. If we're not going to allow this soldier to do this, to take her, he will marry her illegally. So let's make it legal. But you should know the consequences will be, the next parasha is, you're going to come and hate her. And after that, the next parasha is, the child she will bear to you will be a ben soira moira. If Moses says in Kiddushin, Kiddushin chofal of Amud Beis, mutav sheyoichlu Yisrael, basar, tmutais, shchutais, Valeichlu basa tmutais nevelois. Tmutais means an animal that's dying. This dying animal. So it's better for us to allow you to eat a shechted dying animal rather than eating a dead animal that died. It's a gnai. To eat dying animals is a gnai. You see that from Yechezkel. It's not quality meat. It's bad. It's a dying animal. But you know what? The alternative is worse. When it's eat it after it's dead, it's better for us to allow you to shecht this dying animal. Emperor, we allow you to take her. But then, even after you take her, there's a process. She shaves her hair. She grows the nails. Why? Says Rashi. Kadesha tisnavel olo. Wants her to find disfavor in his eyes. She takes off her clothes, her nice clothes. She cries. Why is she crying? Why do you want her to cry? She has to sit in his house and cry. Why? Says Rashi. Your Jewish wife has to be happy and let this woman be sad. Bati soy miskashetes, let your own wife dress herself, and vzu misnaveles, and let this woman be misnaveles. The whole purpose is that you should choose not to take her. Says Ibn Yeruchim and Das Torah, said there's an amazing message for life in this parasha. Loidibro Torah ele keneged yetzahara. The Torah is teaching us how to work with the Eitz Sahara. And the point number one is, you must never give up. You must never let go. You keep on fighting him. Never let go. Therefore, you have to recognize your strengths, and you see the Yetzer Hara is about to overpower you. Says the Torah. Okay, so we'll give you a heta. We recognize what's happening. So we'll give you a heta. Basa tmutais. Shutais. We prefer you don't. But if you're being overpowered by Torah, no. And even after you fell in, you've been overcome by the Yitzhara. Don't give up. Don't let go. You still try and diminish its power. This novel, let it grow nails. Try and cool down the intensity of the Yitzhara. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Mem, Im roye adam she yitzrayim is gaber olav. A person sees that his yetzer is overpowering him. What should he do? Yelech lemakim she'im mekir moisai. He should travel to a place where people don't know him. Ve'yilbash shchurim ve'iskatzer shchurim. Should wear black clothes, cover himself and wrap himself up in black clothes. Ve'yaseh mashelibay chafetz. And then do what he wants to do. Ve'alischalel shem shamayim mefar hesya. You see the yetzer overpowering you? Then go. Go to a new place and change your clothes and do what you want to do and don't cause Chilul Hashem. What does that mean? Says Rashi, two pirushim. Number one, says Rashi, by traveling, by dressing black, maybe, says Rashi, ulai yirach levavai. By diminishing your respect, maybe your lave will turn softer. So maybe your lave will come softer. And says Rashi, and even if you will sin, at least there'll be shu, since the people don't know who you are. People don't know that you're the chief rabbi. You're the chief rabbi. So therefore there won't be as a Chilul Hashem. Says Tosfos in Chagiga Tazayin, Yaseh mashalibay chofetz. Do what you want to do. Legamri, do it. If you want to, do the avera. If you have to, but at least it should be in private. It shouldn't be public. It shouldn't make the headlines. But Rabbeinu Chananel explains, Chas v'sholem. It means by traveling. By traveling, it will break your heart, and then you won't do it. But we're seeing all together over here the same idea. Don't give up. You see you're being overpowered by the Yitzhara. You don't let go. You do something. You travel. Maybe it might help. It might help. Maybe you'll break your heart. Maybe not. Recognize this, your situation. Acknowledge that you're being overpowered. So do something. And even if it doesn't help, even if you're going to do maset yaseh mashalibay chofetz, you're going to go ahead with avera, as bad as it is, at least diminish the effect. It should be without the Chilul Hashem. Like Dibra Torah l'kenegi Yetzahara. Rabbi Ruchan says he was shown a group of letters from Yisrael Salanter, written to one of his pupils in Lemberg, in Germany, whose son went off the derech. His son went to a secular school and was eating treifas. There was no kosher food there. He was eating treifas. And there's a whole series of letters from Yisrael to the son, to the father, guiding him, instructing him to help his son. At least not eat nevelas, it shouldn't be deraisa, it should be at least a drabonon. And other letters instructing him how to avoid a serious drabonon and only transgress a lighter drabonon. Letters after letter. Says Reb Rucham, if it was us, we would give up. The guy went off the derech, so forget it. Forget it, you're wasting your time. Give up. Let go. Nay. was so letter after letter, but again, how to diminish the Avera. Whatever we can do, the writer said, Rabbanon. Rabbi Sora Rabbanon was a pachad. But still to do whatever you can. Yilbash Khurim. V'yelich, go somewhere else. Do whatever you can to diminish the effect of the Avera. Just don't let go. A person, Bruchim says, a person, he has to travel. He has to go a long distance. He has to go away for a week, for a month. He knows his learning will not be of the same level. Here he's in Beis Tfila, Gevaldige Beis Medrash, wonderful people. When he's going to travel, be by himself. He knows he won't be able to keep his level. He knows his Tfila will not be the same. So what do? We kind of say, okay, too bad. We let go. Okay, when I come back, I'll go back to my level. No, I'm traveling. And I can't keep to that. No, I reckon, since I know I cannot keep to my level, so I let go. This is the mistake. You must never let go. Even after you take the Eishes Defash Toyar, you still, says the Torah, you don't let go. Let's try and diminish the effect. Maybe you can change your mind. So Bochsa's Imosh, Gilcha's Reisha, Osla's Tziporneo. You don't let go. You keep on trying and trying and trying. Yilbashchim, Vayelech Remokim, go to do whatever you can. Never give up. Even when you're falling, you've fallen, but still don't give up. You still try. Do what you can. This is the important message we're learning. Dibra Torah Elo Kenegid Yetzer. It's how we have to fuel the Yetzer, is never let go. The pilot, he has engine failure. He has three engines on fire. So what does he do? Does he just let go? He just says, Vidui, Kriya Shema, black box, say bye bye to his wife. What does he do? What does he do? What's the pilot do? Mordechai. What? He tries to make an emergency landing. That could very well be, and he's going to make a better landing. Could be half his plane will go. You know, maybe he could save half the plane. It doesn't just drop like a stone. It tries. The best you can. You don't give up. You're running a business, and you're losing money. So you still try. You still try and cut your losses. You still hold. You still hold cop. You're still watching. What can I do? What can I change? How can I make the loss less? You never let go. Let go is the end. Never let go. You do whatever you can. This is the lesson we're learning from this week's parasha. Even after you recognize you may be falling, acknowledge that. Don't deny it. But even after you recognize it, find a bossa tmutais to eat. Shutais. And even if you didn't, still, don't let go. You try. Try and make the eish smaller. Make the desire smaller. You'll bash chayrim. Maybe it might help you. Travel, maybe it might help you. So you'd have to grow nails. She's in your house, you've taken already. She's there. You don't let go. Try and make that to cool down the Yetzer. Never let go. That's the Yesod. Later on, we come to the Ben Soira Omeira. Says Rashi in Pasuk Yud Ches. Of course, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ben Soira Umaira, the rebellious son, Ne'erag al Shem Sofer, he gets killed because he's only a child now, he's only a kid. Al Shem Sofer, what's going to be? Higia Torah Sof Daitai. The Torah recognizes what's going to be. Sof Mechale Mormon Aviv. He's going to finish all his father's money. This guy's on high drugs. He's on drugs. He has tremendous expenses that he needs to spend every day to get what he wants. And therefore, mevakesh limudai ve'eino moitze. He's going to run out of cash. He needs it. He needs the hard substance. What are you going to do? He turns to crime. So they all do. They run out of money, but they need it. Don't stop. They go into crime. Which means, ve'eimed the parashas drachim. He's going to be the hijacker, the pirate, the hijacker at the junctions. Umelastem es apriyos. You had a gun to your head at the traffic light. Right? Umelastem es apriyos. Omer toiro yomus zakai val yomus chaya. So since we know what's going to be, let him die innocent. Let him not die guilty. This is Rashi quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But in the Yerushalmi, there's an addition. Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Perek Ches, Halacha Zayin, says Yerushalmi, Yoishev Rebbe Parshas Drachim. He's going to be the hijacker, the junctions. Umekapeach Ches Abriyos. Stealing from people. V'horigas Anafashos. And he's going to kill the people. Right, the gun to the head. And he's going to kill them. But we don't stop there. That's not enough. As the Yerushalmi was even more chomer than that. You know what's going to happen after that? V'soifoy l'shakeach his Talmudai. I didn't believe that. I looked it up inside. This guy. So we're projecting what's going to be. He's going to be a thief. Stealing from people. He's going to be a murderer. Because when you steal, when you hijack people, you get to kill them as well. But that's not enough. The soifoy l'shakeach es talmudoi. Oh! Zokto toyo yomu zakai v'amu yomu zchai. Now, we don't understand what's going on. It doesn't make sense. Are we murder, harig yavo, the shakeach es talmudoi? The tsoy tachoshen? What's he forgetting exactly? The guy's a murderer. He's a violent guy, a violent drug addict. He kills people right and left. That's not enough. Stoyper shakeach es talmudai. What's that over here? I saw a beautiful pshat. The pshat is asoy. It's true. He might do terrible things, but you know what? If he's still connected to the Torah, maybe he will come back. He's still connected. There's still a pipeline. So maybe he'll bring himself back. But when it's sefer l'shakeach his talmudai, it's all gone. It's finished. No hope. Yomus zakav al yomus chayo. Let it die innocent. As long as there's a connection to the Torah, there's a chance he may come back. And how important this message is for today's generation, where there's no guarantee in any kid. No one has it. No parent can guarantee where his kid's going to be in 5 years' time. There's no guarantees. There's no guarantees to anyone. Who knows where we'll be? Who knows what we'll be doing? Who knows what we'll be hanging out with? What's going to be the right? But if we still connect, if we can give him the Talmudai, there's a chance he'll come back. There's a chance. It's not lost. But if he doesn't have that, if he's never been exposed to the Torah, then it's gone forever. So this is what we learned this week. So how important it is, to give our children, it is to give them the connection to the Torah, at least wherever will be, still the chance they may come back. The Ben Soyo Moira. He's a kid. He's 13. Why is he being killed? Al Shem Soifoy. because of his bitter end. It's a very big question. A tremendous question to be asked. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Tes Zayin Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Ein Danin Esa Odom Elo Lafi Maisov Shel Oisei Shoh. We're now in Elo, we're close to the din to be judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So after Gemara, a person is only judged by his deeds of that time, not of the future. Where do we learn this from? Yishmoel. Says by Yishmoel in Parshas Vayera, Ki shoma Elokim el kol hanar ba'asher hu shom. As he is, as Rashi brings down over there, Hayu malachi ha'shores mekatrugim v'imrim. Ribbono shel olam, mi she'asid lahom ises bonecho batzama. Yishmoel, in the future we're going to kill your children through thirst, and you're going to bring him a bear, a well to drink from. The malachim, that's malachim tainas. How could he help Yishmoel? He's going to kill your children. So answer Kadosh Baruch Hu, achshav hu tzadik oy rasha? Tzadik. Omalem nifin meisov shel achshav nidanoi ba'asher hu shom. So the Gemara passed, a person is judged ba'asher hu shom, as he is. How does this work with the ben soyer moire? This ben soyer moire ba'asher hu shom doesn't deserve death. He's a kid, he's been stealing, drinking, he doesn't deserve to die. The whole reason why he kills is because al shem soifoi. How does this work together with Gemara Rosh Hashanah, with Yishmoel, Ba'asher hu shom? Tremendous kasha. The Marsha in Rosh Hashanah in Tes Zayin on base says the Marsha, this difference is because by Yishmoel it was his children. You don't judge a person by his children's deeds. Ba'asher hu shom. Shmuel was a tzaddik. That's enough. Like Ben Sarah Murray, it's himself. Like it? Good shot? Why not?
Well, it's Ba'asher hu shom, even if it's himself later, but right now he's.
So the Marsha says, "Ba'asher hu shom," only applies to your children, your offspring. It comes out from the Marsha, pachad. I mean, the person for himself will judge based on the future. Sorry?
We find this by he was going to be a Rasha, so Hashem killed him. He died of premature death.
In Rasha, we shouldn't see, or we shouldn't see. He's going to be a Rasha, that's why?
I'm thinking Chanoch, the same
Rasha. Right.
It's the same thing that he died early.
Because he's going to go off the Derech? I mean, we'll have to see afterwards.
The question of the Gemara isn't this
relevant. Oh! That's not. That's Mamash. The Chur is against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ein Odom Nidon El Hashem Soifa El Fi Akshov. Queen of Masha, only now, everyone is judged on the future except for your children's Averas. That's very, very doichak in the Gemara. The Re'im, Rav Elazar Mizrachi answers, the difference is, Yishmoel, at the time, hadn't done anything, he hadn't done any Avera yet. It's just pure future. By the Ben Soyer Moira, today's actions project what's going to be. We look at today's situation and we see that it's going to end up by killing people. The Re'im of Elazar Mizrachi over there, both Rashi and Vayera and Rashi over here. The Maharal and Gur Arya doesn't like that either. Still against the Gemara. Gemara's mashma, a person not judged on the future. The terrace I saw, the name of the Sholem Eshiv. We all know there's a famous, the Rambam poses a very famous question. How does, since Hashem knows what's going to be, where's my prira? Hashem knows that tomorrow morning I might speak Lashon Hara. So Hashem knows that, so it has to happen. Can't be. He knows what's going to be. How do I have prira not to speak Lashon Hara? Famous Rambam. Rambam answers, it's something we can't understand, but kachazeh. The fact Hashem knows what you're going to do doesn't take away your prira. You still have prira. Even though we don't understand how that works. But lemaisa, you still have your prira. Even Hashem, it's external. It's external knowledge. It doesn't affect you. Hashem knows what's going to be. He knows what you're going to be boicher. But it doesn't take away from your prira. You still have your free choice. Because Hashem knows what you're going to choose. Says that shot. By Ishmael, it was, how do we know what his children are going to do? That's nevuah, that's knowing what will be the future. Says Hashem, Basher Usham. Hashem doesn't judge a person because Hashem knows what's going to be. That Hashem cuts out. He judges you, Basher Usham. He ignores his knowledge what will be. But the Ben Soyer Moira, the Shem Sofer is not through a nevuah. It's not using Hashem's knowledge what will be. That's how we project what the Ben Soyer Moira will be doing in 10 years' time. It's not through nevuah. It's the idea. We see from his mighty of today, we recognize, we see, we estimate what's going to be. It's not through an idea of future of asidais. It's not through nevuah. It's just a recognition, analyzing what we have in front of us. There, Nehrag Hashem Sofer. We say this: a person is judged where he is today without using nevuah. But if today's maasim themselves bring to a certain result without nevuah, just estimation, that's a person judged Hashem Sofer. We have in this week's parasha, we have the poyel who enters, who's working. Perek of Gimel, Pasuk of Hey, Ki Tovay Bekerem Re'echo, V'chalta Anovim Kenafshecho Sovecho. So the poyel, as he's working, he has a right to eat from the fruit. Don't take off his wages. That's his right. It's only B'Shas Malocha. Only when he's working can he eat. Can't take home. When he's working, you can eat. To cut a long story short, in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Tzadik Aleph on the base, we see over there, even when he's walking, he's finished his row, he's on the way to the next row. As he's walking, he has a din of a poyel. You look in the Gemara over there, I simplified it. But you'll see, it's called Mahalech Ke'oisa Maitzadomi. When he's walking, it's still called a poyel. Says the Chofetz Chaim in the Shem Olam. Says the Mishlei, Bechol drochecha de'eu. Know Hashem in all what you do. V'u yasher or chosecha. A person does many things. He has to eat. He has to work. If you're mechaven, I'm doing this so I can do Hashem's will, I have to eat. I have to work. Otherwise I won't be able to do what I have to do. Then, Hu yasher orchestecha. That makes it, all that you did will count as a mitzvah. Because it's all necessary for you to do the mitzvah. The same way the poyel, he's right now, he's walking. He's walking, he's not doing anything, he's not working physically. But since it's needed for him to get to the next row, he has to walk. Therefore, he has a din of a poyel, he can eat. He's called working. Truck drivers, by law, they have hours how much they're allowed to drive trucks. They have to take breaks. When you have a truck driver, you want to take me, I want to take me from Elat to Matula. He has to stop. There's laws. After 3 hours, half an hour, after then it gets more and more, then he has to take a whole hour break. During the break, he's lounging around, doing nothing. What is he doing? He's working for you. Because it's all needed. For him to take the load, he has to take a break. By law. He has to. It's called working. Therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, if when in your free time you do mitzvahs, you learn Torah, that then all that you did till now when you weren't learning is also a mitzvah, because it was all needed. What's needed for the work is also called melacha. Same with the poil is walking, if it's necessary, and he's doing melacha. The truck driver resting, he's doing melacha. But says the Chofetz Chaim, even your free time, your Friday, you waste your time, then not only do you lose, you do the Bittul Torah of Friday, you have Bittul Torah the whole week. Because this indicates that what you weren't learning during the week has nothing to do with Torah. It wasn't for the mitzvah. So you lose it all. If in your free time you dedicate yourself to your mitzvahs, your Torah, or during the week when you were busy, since it's all necessary for you to function, you're fine. So it's all mitzvah. Bechol drachecha de'eu. If you in all your drachim you have kavanas Hashem Shamayim, then hu yasher orchestecha. Then all what you did will be yashar. But if in your free time you just lounge away, do nothing, right, play games, then that takes away all that you did till now as well. You lose everything. You lose being a poyel. And so that's what it says in the Mishnah in Obos, in bitalto min ha-toyro yesh lecha betelim har b'negdecho. If you're vatal Torah, you have lots of vatal. What does that mean? Because all that you did till now is also vatal Torah. Yes? That's fine. That's something. That's not vatal Torah then. I'm saying a person wasting time. I especially say wasting time. A person has to be real with himself. Whatever he needs to function, it's also fine. We're talking about things which are wasting time, when it's unnecessary. Okay, every person has to estimate himself. Just be real with himself. But the principle is, if you are mevatel Torah at the end, you lose everything. You lose the whole week. Chofetz Chaim learns out from this poel. I just want to finish one story that happened to me this week. I was very disturbed. I was in a certain store, a big store that has. It has a fruit department, and has a foods and other, and I saw a respectable gentleman, a secular guy, no, he wasn't wearing a kippah, but looked very respectable. He had white beard, jacket, wearing a shirt. He looked very respectable, and he walks past the fruit department. He's on the way to buy something else, you know, these good grapes, and I see, whoops, he plucks off a grape in his mouth, boom, he's off. As he's walking, it was Kehef Ayin. Punkt was trying to was think of buying some food. Like, I just happened to be looking, and it's in the blink of his eye, the eye was off in his mouth. And I thought to myself, a respectable person, that's Gezel. That's Gezel. He's not paying for it. He's not going to tell anyone. Can't wait. He's buying something else, Bechal. But you know, you steal for what for? For a grape. You know, a person steals $1 billion. No, it's wrong, but you know, there's a Yetzirah involved. A grape. For that, you steal for a grape. So a friend of mine told me, a beautiful aura. For a frum person, it's much less likely to happen. Why? Because a secular person eats like a behemoth. What do you mean eating? For him, food, there's no thought. The food you eat, there's no thought. You don't think before you eat. Like an animal. What does an animal think when he sees food? Well, goes for it. A frum person has to think. Meaning, when you see food, you have to ask yourself, Shahako, Mazoinus, Hadomo, Eitz. Then you ask yourself, Milky, Meaty, Parav. All this you have to think. You subconsciously are thinking. Brocha Achroina, is it Kazais? Is it a barrier? Is it Shir? Do I have to wash my hands? There are many other. There's a thought process. You have to, before you can, even though we need to mechazik ourselves, we have to. Unfortunately, we don't think enough for our brachas, but in Maisa, there is a certain thinking. We don't eat, we have to think. So for a firm person, there's much more of a chance, he has time to think, I make a bracha, but am I not stealing? But not kedai. This is a beautiful idea which it changes. We don't eat like behemoths. There has to be thoughts. Shukar, have a good Shabbos. Right.
I once had a boss who wasn't from, and we made a bet about diet. And I knew from the beginning I would win, because he went, exactly like you said, he wasn't used to making brachas. He never did a tannis. He never did anything like that. For me, it was a piece of cake. You put money on the line. But it was a piece of cake. You can have a piece of cake, just a quarter piece of cake. But it was nothing. It was a joke to me. To him, he was never used to having any
self.
Right. So you're right, 100%. Mamash Paul, exactly like that. Sure.
Thank you for coming. Thank you.